had to feel good to get back on the winning side after that tough one on Saturday.
Yeah, our team has moments of greatness. And I just had a conversation at the end of the game with Carson Lamp at the end of the bench, and I was just telling him what I was seeing, because he asked me about a certain shot that he took. And I said, it's one of those shots where you make it, it's like, yes, you made it, you miss it, it's too soon. So I'm just trying to get him to understand, our entire team to understand, that it's a 36-minute game, you can't just make one shot and win a game. Like, I thought Sentry had an opportunity to get back into the game when we were up 16 and Feeney shot a wide open three with about 3.5-4 minutes left that could have made it 13. And it's just we get a little lackadaisical from time and don't understand fully what time and score means. It should dictate the way that we play, and hopefully we're learning that.
Well, I thought Carson was pretty solid again tonight. Had a couple of turnovers in the second half, long characteristic, but for the most part, he really controlled the tempo again for you guys.
This is the Carson that I'm more used to seeing. Coming back from having influenza B, which it seemed like everybody in Jamestown had, this is the Carson that I like seeing. Being aggressive, going to the basket, pulling up, shooting. It was nice to see him knock down a three. I'm sure that was a big weight off his shoulders after our shooting performance up in Minot. It was good to see Bowden play the way that he did. We kind of switched up our motion a little bit to get him a little bit maybe easier looks, you could say.
Well, it seemed like you guys were kind of posting him up at the high post, kind of trying to work him down the side of the lane lines.
Yep, and we're a long ways away from being efficient in this new offense, but I think you saw we had a presence around the basket a little bit more. Keith needs to finish some of those, but he's right there. He's going to. He's too athletic and too good of a basketball player. He'll finish them. But we've had a hard time of scoring around the basket in games that are tight. Like up in Turtle Mountain, if the Carroll boys don't combine to make 10 threes, we probably lose that game. But the three-point line is an equalizer.
Well, you mentioned Keith Levine, and I thought he at least defensively was a little bit of a presence tonight, and then he was really, I thought, aggressive on the boards.
That's what he needs to be. That's for us to be a successful team. He needs to be a presence like Mason was last year, Walters. And offensively, he needs to be around the glass, and we need to look for him and give him the ball, because it's hard to play post, and if you don't get the ball past you, it's not very much fun. And he does a nice job of getting post position, and he's so athletic. And nobody can jump with him from what I've seen so far. He just needs to be stronger with the ball, but we'll work on that. He's a junior playing his first year of varsity basketball.
That tip back he had, I thought he could have probably just reached up there.
Probably could have just hammered it, yeah.
Well, you guys got a week off. You're back at home next weekend, Friday, Saturday, Williston, Dickinson. Got a pretty good Dickinson team coming to
Very
town
good.
Next Saturday.
Very good. Williston's really good, too. They their record doesn't show it, but they're really athletic. They play a 1-3-1 zone that gives people some troubles because of how long and athletic they are. They're tall. They've got a guard that's shooting the ball really well right now, and then they've got a 6'9 junior that's really good. So Williston's going to be a tough test, and then bumping that back-to-back with Dickinson, this is going to be like a tournament situation for us where you got to win the first one to get to the next one, and then that next one's always a little bit more difficult. So we're going to approach it from a WDA tournament standpoint.